Chairs No Waiting, episode number 649. Mayberry hits the screens. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Guys, it's that time of year again. You got to head over and get your 2022 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. They got them over at Weavers. You can get it now. And while you're there, you might want to check out some of the Mayberry Man stuff. We got prints. We got pre-orders for the DVDs. Got t-shirts for Mayberry Man and Mayberry Woman. A cap. All kinds of stuff over at Weavers. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 649 is Richard Mink. So thank you, Richard, for supporting the show. And thank you for being here in Mayberry with me again. So this week we are talking about Mayberry Hits the Screens. And because last week was a big week for Mayberry fans, at least one, me. It was a huge week. So we had all kinds of great fun going on. We'll do that. We'll talk about that, have a little bit of trivia, and then hear from Randy Turner as well. So let's get right on into this. Last week on it was August 31st, which that was what, Tuesday last week, I think. We were able to finally see The Mayberry Effect. Now, The Mayberry Effect is a documentary by Chris Hudson. I've talked about it here on the podcast. If you haven't seen it, you've got an opportunity to go see it on Amazon Prime Video. That's one of the easiest, or a lot of people have Amazon Prime. If you do, you can go and see it there. Now, you've got to pay for it. You got to rent it or purchase it, but you get to watch it there. Also, you can get it on Redbox, Vudu. There's just about anywhere where you can rent or purchase digital movies online, you can watch The Mayberry Effect. And I was able to go and purchase it on Amazon Prime Video. And I watched it last Tuesday night, and I had already seen it at the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival back in very early 2020. But it had been quite a while since I'd seen it. And so I was really glad to watch it. So Chris had worked so hard on putting together that documentary about the Andy Griffith Show and about what makes us love the Andy Griffith Show after all these years. Where does that nostalgia for a simpler time come from? Chris was really able to go out there and do the research and visit different people. He came to my house and stayed with me in 2017, I believe is when we decided it was, and stayed overnight and interviewed me as part of the movie. And in the movie, I do an entire episode of the podcast that he used during the movie for kind of tying together some of the nostalgia stuff. So definitely fun for me to see that. Chris was super kind. He made me he said it was in association with David Browning Production and Alan Newsome Productions. So that was very kind of him to do that. Jan, my wife, and I were able to give him a lot of video and a lot of photographs that he used throughout the film. So I really do appreciate Chris and the great job he did in making this film that really shows what it is that makes us as fans of the Andy Griffith Show so dedicated, or I don't even know if dedicated is right. We love the show, and we love that feeling of family and friendship and folks caring for one another. And Chris's movie, The Mayberry Effect, just does an amazing job of capturing why. Why do we do that? What is it making us draw back to that simpler time in life and trying to recapture that? So definitely go and check it out if you have an opportunity. On Amazon Prime or on anywhere else where you can order it. David Browning, he was our Mayberry deputy for years. He finally retired earlier this year completely from doing Barney. And he really did bridge the gap between the Andy Griffith Show and today. And hopefully we're able to carry on some of that. David Browning, myself, Ken Junkin, Jeff Branch, Phil Fox, Michael Oliver. These are all people that are tribute artists, Chrissy McClendon. And Eli Austin, Keith Brown, these tribute artists that you see so often, Michelle Bryson and Dixie Griffith, who do the Fun Girls, that you see at Mayberry events, he was able to talk with us all and just pull that whole thing together. And it was years in the making. So congratulations to Chris. Now, that was on just Tuesday. Not to even mention that Two Chairs No Waiting came out on Tuesday. So we had a great week. So we got the Monday night live version of Two Chairs No Waiting last week. Two Chairs comes out on Tuesday for the folks that weren't able to attend the live streaming. And then we had the Mayberry Effect comes out. And then just for a few days as we went through there, by coming up on Thursday and then Friday, wow, what finally popped out there, but the Mayberry Man movie. That's right. Mayberry Man finally is released. And it's out there for us all to go and see. So that was a huge day. So we started a year ago on September 4th, 2020, was when the filming for the Mayberry Man movie started. Now, there was a lot of people. Not a lot. There were some people that really were concerned that Hollywood was going out there and remaking the Andy Griffith Show. That is not what this movie is. I've tried very hard over the course of the last couple of years, really, to put that to rest, that that's what's going on. It's not. It's a modern day telling of what would happen to a spoiled rich movie star who's dad was on the Andy Griffith Show, who's forced to go to a Mayberry event to represent his father and sign autographs on photos of his father. That's what this movie's about, when he comes in and he meets all of us tribute artists. And, you know, Stark Howell and Court Howell, they did an amazing job pulling this together and making this movie something that we can all be proud of as fans of the Andy Griffith Show. I believe it's something you're going to enjoy watching. I've already watched it three times. I went to the premiere, and then the next day they had a showing for the cast and crew, for the crew members that couldn't come to the VIP premiere. And so I went to it as well and watched it with them. And then we've watched it on the DVD once after we got home. Picking up different little tidbits, and there's so much on there for fans of the Andy Griffith Show. So Mayberry Man, that came out on Saturday, and wow, what a time we had. I guess it really started the day before, because Rick Roberts, who is Barney in our movie, he did a comedy show on on Friday night, and we were able to go and be a part of that. Stark and all the guys worked super hard. Stark Howell, getting the theater ready to go and being ready for the big event that came up on Saturday. And we had a great time. There was a giant big poster of Mayberry Man out there that had had Chris Stone, the main character, had Ashley Elaine, who's Kate in the movie. Love interest, basically. And then it had me and Barney on there. And so I had to stand in front of it and try to block out them, so it just looked like it was just me on the movie. But if you see the poster or see the picture I'm talking about, you'll see I was goofing around out front. They had a red carpet. We had people coming in on the red carpet. But sadly, on Saturday, it actually rained. And so the red carpet, It still occurred, and it was still great fun, had a great time, but it wasn't dry. So there wasn't a big crowd out there yelling and hooping and hollering like we had hoped that there would be, but they were inside. So we had locations where we get our pictures made, and Brett Varville, who is our lead actor, is in another movie. So if you see photos of him from the Mayberry Man premiere, he's got long hair and a beard and all this stuff. That's for a role he's playing in another movie. So Brett's an awesome guy, by the way. I mean, he's just a great guy to be around. But we were able to get our pictures made, and folks could have pictures made with us and just enjoy I don't know, just enjoy the atmosphere of the movie, because this was the very first time the Mayberry Man movie was ever shown anywhere. And these were the people who had backed the movie, who'd actually put money into the movie. So we really wanted to thank them and thank them for just helping us get the movie made. So it was great there at the Royal Theater in Danville, Indiana. Bill Wright had just remodeled. They've just remodeled the inside back to kind of more an original state. And what a great thing we were. We did some television on Saturday morning, kind of promoting it, but it was basically just a Zoom call. So it was Barney and Gomer and Floyd, talking on the, basically on a Zoom call. And, you know, we had on our short pants and stuff sitting around, but we had our tops. The tops were on our costumes. But if you see photos, we were sitting around visiting and stuff, but the rain didn't dampen anybody's spirits. We had a great time. I got to ride to the premiere in a Mayberry squad car with James Pierce was driving it. And Floyd was riding in the back seat and being escorted there by James. My lovely wife, Jan, was able to finally come to Danville with me, and she was able to see the movie. She didn't get to come at all when we were actually filming. And right behind me was the mayor Mayor Pike, in the movie. He's our tribute artist, Eric Lowry. He was sitting right behind me in the theater. And so we got to enjoy it together, sitting right there. I was right behind Brett Varville. We were all right together. So it was real fun being able to experience something like that, because I've never had that experience. And I hope you, as just a fan, please realize, even if I was not in this movie, I truly believe I would be saying the same things here, because it is a movie that captures what the spirit of Mayberry is, like the Mayberry Effect talks about. Mayberry Effect documentary talks about that nostalgia we have for the Andy Griffith Show and what it means to have that relationships with family and the people of that community of Mayberry fans. And then the Mayberry Man movie builds on that, where this arrogant actor is thrown into the midst of all of us Mayberry fans who have that relationship, that commonness, that goal of having a good time, of being friendly, of being friends to one another. He's thrown into that, and he even begins to see the value that you can get from the Andy Griffith Show. So these two movies, the Mayberry Effect and Mayberry Man, are so complementary to each other. I really hope you get to see them both, because I believe you're going to enjoy them. If you listen to this podcast, I know you're going to enjoy them. But I believe people who are just more casual fans also would really enjoy both of these movies. Even if they don't know anything about the Mayberry events that we go to, they have heard of Star Trek conventions or Comic-Con or things like that, where people dress up as characters and spend the weekend with each other. While Mayberry Days is not like that, or the Mayberry in the Midwest is not exactly like those events, I think that would give anyone, even if they're not familiar completely with the Andy Griffith Show, a basis for enjoying what happens to Chris Stone in the Mayberry Man movie. So I know I'm preaching. It sounds like I'm doing a sales pitch, but it was a great week in Mayberry. We did a little panel session after the movie and answered some questions. And finally, at the end, we signed autographs for anybody that wanted them for their DVDs or posters or whatever they might have. And it was a great weekend. But it's not over. So we got more premieres coming up. So the next couple of weeks, guys, I won't be having my live show on Monday nights, but I am going to have it set, hopefully, Lord willing, so that premieres of episodes for the podcast on the video versions will premiere on Monday nights, so that you guys can still gather at the same time on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time and the folks in the chat room can gather and watch the premiere of the podcast episode and visit with one another. I do not want to let our community of folks get out of the habit of coming in here on Monday nights and being part of the live version of this podcast. And I encourage you, if you never have been a part of it, just drop by and check it out, because there's a chat room. Folks enjoy visiting with one another. And a lot of those folks were able to be in either a crew capacity or volunteer capacity during the making of the Mayberry Man movie. So they were there. They've seen it and they've been a part of it, and they put their hard work into it as well to make it real and to make something that we're all proud of. And I am proud of it. So, all right. So that's preaching. Get off my soapbox. anybody that's still here that did not know much about the Mayberry Man movie, you can go and check it out at mayberryman.com. You can check it out. You can also check out Chris's movie, The Mayberry Effect, at themayberryeffect.com. It's themayberryeffect.com. And you can go and check out both of those movies, and there's trailers there. You'll be able to see what we're talking about. You can also head over to Weaver's. WeaversDepartmentStore.com will be selling The Mayberry Effect as soon as they finish the DVDs. They notified us just this past week that they've gone into production, so they'll be here soon, and we'll be selling those as well as we have the Mayberry Man movie DVDs available for pre-order. You can pre-order them, and we'll be able to ship them on October 1st, so you should start getting them October 1st. All right. That is all the news I have about the Mayberry Man and the week of Mayberry is what it should have been called. But when Mayberry hits the screens, because it did. Wow. Mayberry is on the screens now. So hopefully we'll be able to get these movies into theaters near you, and you'll be able to watch them not only online, which is great, but boy, watching them with a crowd is just amazing. So much more fun. It's just so much more fun. All right, so let's do some trivia. I think we're all ready for some trivia now, right? Trivia time. Question number one. Get your pencil. Question number one. It's true or false. Howard was a TV repairman. That's question number one. Howard was a TV repairman. The answer is false. He was not a TV repairman. Matter of fact, just thinking about it, I don't know if Howard could fix a TV at all. I do not think he could. All right, so let's go to the question number two. Oh, this one's easy. You can do it. You ready? Who came to town as the new lady druggist? This one's an easy one. You guys are going to get this. Even casual fans, I think, can get this one, right? Who came to town as the new lady druggist? All right. The answer is Ellie Walker. Miss Ellie Walker came to town as the new lady druggist. Now, speaking of Ellie, next question, number three. Who did Ellie make over against her pa's wishes? This is a little harder because you got to get the name, right? Who did Ellie make over against her pa's wishes? If I can read, it would help. Who did Ellie make over against her pa's wishes? That would be Frankie Flint. Francis, quite a girl. Or Frankie, the so-so farmhand, or you could have Francis, the quite a girl. So it's Francis or Frankie Flint. So if you got that, there you go. Good job. All right, number four. Okay, I hope you can get this, because you should. Who was the town mortician / TV repairman? Who was the town mortician / TV repairman? Come on. Tell me you can get this one. It should be a multiple choice question, but I'm not going to give you the multiple choices. You got to just tell me the name. Who was the town mortician and/slash TV repairman? Well, we know it wasn't Howard, because that was our first question. So the answer is, it was Orville Monroe. Orville Monroe. Now, you should be getting that if you've been watching the podcast or listening to it the last few weeks, because we've been talking about Jonathan Hole, who played Orville Monroe, for the last 3 weeks. So, shame. You got to listen to the podcast. I give answers. All right, that was number four. Number five. This is true or false. Andy gave the town cannon away. True or false? Andy gave the town cannon away. All right, this is true or false. Not going to give you a lot of time. Andy gave the town cannon away. The answer is that's false. That is false. That's exactly right. I won't say anything else because I'm afraid one of the other questions I would be giving you an answer. I'm not sure. All right, so number six. Where are the jail cell doors? Where are the jail cell door keys usually kept? Oh, come on. All right, so I'm trying to make up for last week. Last week, folks told me the questions were too hard. Where are the jail cell door keys usually kept? Okay. I'm not going to give you much more time. This one's pretty easy. Where are the jail cell door keys usually kept? All right. So the answer is they're kept on a peg between the jail cells. They're kept on the jail cell right there on a peg. That's where Otis pulls them off from. Now, if they're on high alert or something, that's they go in a drawer. So some folks in the chat room say they're in the drawer, but that's only when they're under top security. All right. Number seven. Oh, this is a hard one. Okay, this is a kind of hard one. What is the fine for public drinking? In Mayberry, what is the fine for public drinking? And I assume that doesn't mean water, okay? What is the fine for public drinking? Wow, Indiana Steven, our chat room got it almost immediately. What is the fine for public drinking? The answer is $2. I would have also accepted or 24 hours in jail. That is also true. It's $2 or 24 hours. $2 or 24 hours. All right. Good job. All right. Number eight. All right. Talking about this, the cannon again. We were talking about the cannon. We already know that he didn't give it away, but how much did Andy originally sell it for? How much did Andy originally sell the town cannon for? Now, I'm going to give you some hints on this one, and you get to pick, all right? So, Andy originally sold the town cannon for A, $100, B, $150, C, $175, or D, $200, okay? So, Andy originally sold the town cannon for $100, $150, $175, or $200. What would be your answer? Okay, so it's A, B, C, and D. So the answer is Andy originally sold the town cannon for C, $175. $175. All right, let's do two more. Two more. All right. Here we go. Goober was a part-time crossing guard. True or false? Goober was a part-time crossing guard. Is that true or false? That's a hard one. All right, you guys, true or false? I'm not going to give you a lot of time. Here's the answer. Goober was a part-time crossing guard. The answer is false. He was not. He wasn't a crossing guard. All right. And number 10, I like this one. According to Barney, a wild bird in the house means what? According to Barney, a wild bird in the house means what? You know, that's why they kept winking, blinking, and nod out on the porch. All right. According to Barney, a wild bird in the house means what? I love these. Winking will tell blinking, blinking will tell nod, and nod will tell Barney. All right. All right, the answer is, according to Barney, a wild bird in the house means there's going to be a death in the family. Yeah. Barney, I wish I had a book of all those. I need, because there's a superstitions and something book that he had, and I would sure like to have them. All right, guys, there's our 10 questions. I hope you got them, or at least that you had a good time. That's really all that matters, right? Having fun and enjoying yourself trying to answer the trivia. That's the goal. That's the goal of this whole thing. All right. Yeah. Stunted growth. There's people in the chat room guessing. You got to watch out for bats. That's true. Got to watch out for bats. If they lay an egg in your hair, you'll go crazy. That's right. All right. So now let's go and hear from about Jonathan Hull, who we already know was the mortician / TV repairman from Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
I am always amazed to learn about the extensive careers of many of the character actors who appeared only a few times or even only once in the Andy Griffith Show. This concluding report about Jonathan Hull's long career is a perfect example. As Mayberry fans, we tend to think of him only as Mayberry's undertaker and TV repairman, Orville Monroe, when he actually had a much more varied and diverse career. Jonathan phased out of radio when he began his television and film career, but I would be remiss not to mention that he also appeared in the long-running radio soap opera, Ma Perkins, which was first broadcast out of Cincinnati. Jonathan played the husband of Ma Perkins' youngest daughter. While he was not on the show its entire run, I have to mention that the actress who played America's Mother of the Air, as she was known, did so for 27 years and incredibly never missed a single performance. The 1960s saw Jonathan cast in the role for which he is remembered by Mayberry fans, Orville Monroe. Orville first appeared in the third episode, demanding Andy arrest Jim Lindsay for playing his guitar in front of Monroe's mortuary, since he was disturbing the peace, even though Andy said in Orville's line of business he didn't really see who Jim could be disturbing. Orville appeared again in Mayberry Goes Hollywood, and for a final time in Those Gossipin' Men. His funeral home was down the street from the courthouse, in the same spot that would later hold a market, be it Crowley's or Foley's. Like many fans, I like to think Orville might have retired from the funeral biz, but kept repairing TVs in the space beside Floyd's barbershop that earlier held a beauty parlor. In 1962, Jonathan had another recurring role in the series The Real McCoys, whose exterior scenes were shot on the same 40 acres backlot that held Mayberry. In fact, until Gomer went away to the Marines, any time a barn was seen in the Andy Griffith Show, it was actually the barn from the Real McCoy set. During the 1960s, Jonathan continued to appear regularly in a wide variety of series. He appeared in comedies such as Pete and Gladys, The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, My Three Sons, The Addams Family, Hazel, The Patty Duke Show, My Favorite Martian, The Lucy Show, and others. He also maintained a streak of appearing multiple times as different characters in comedy series in which he appeared. In the 60s, he appeared twice in I Dream of Jeannie and The Flying Nun, three times in Dennis the Menace and Bewitched, and seven times in Green Acres. He also appeared four times in Petticoat Junction, though in those two appearances he played the same character. Jonathan was just as proficient and in demand in dramas, be they westerns, crime shows, or science fiction series. He appeared in The Twilight Zone, The Detectives, 77 Sunset Strip, Wagon Train, The Outer Limits, Bonanza, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Ben Casey, The Virginian, Mod Squad, and more. And just like in the comedy series, he often appeared multiple times as different characters. He appeared twice in The Big Valley, 4 times in Rawhide, 5 times in Perry Mason, and 7 times in Burke's Law. Jonathan also appeared in several movies during the decade, though again usually in small and credited parts. He notably appeared briefly in the 1967 classic film The Graduate. Jonathan played a man holding a party in a hotel who thinks Dustin Hoffman's character is there for the party when he was really there to meet Mrs. Robinson. Cuckoo ka-choo. As the 1970s arrived, Jonathan, who was born in 1904, began to slow down his acting appearances. He appeared in the 1971 film The Million Dollar Duck and in 2 TV movies, including playing a parson in The Over the Hill Gang Rides Again. He appeared in a couple of episodes of The Brady Bunch and Love American Style by 1973, but other than an episode of Here's Lucy, these were his only appearances in comedy series through that year. In 1972, he was in an episode of The Smith Family, starring Henry Fonda with Ron Howard as one of his children. Jonathan appeared in only 5 other drama series through 1975. Jonathan's wife, who he had married in 1931 after they met performing together in a stock theater company in Dayton, Ohio, passed away in 1976. After this loss, Jonathan's career slowed drastically. His only appearance the rest of that decade was a small part in a 1978 film. In all of the 1980s, Jonathan appeared in only 5 series, including playing a clerk in 2 episodes of Highway to Heaven. In 1990, he appeared on TV for his final times in the comedy series True Colors and in a small part in a made-for-TV thriller titled Silhouette, starring Faye Dunaway. 86 years old, Jonathan retired from acting after these roles. He passed away 8 years later at the age of 93. Mayberry fans know him for his 3 appearances as Orville Monroe, but Jonathan Hole truly had an impressive and extensive career that spanned the stage, radio, television, and films for more than 7 decades. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Well, thank you, Randy. Randy always has amazing reports, so if you want to make sure you don't miss any of what Randy's doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the fine stuff he's doing. So, wow, we have had a big week in Mayberry, and this whole month is just going to keep going because we've got a premiere coming up a week from today, actually, next week. In the Los Angeles area. And then we have Mayberry Days coming up where we're going to have the Mayberry Man movie. We'll be premiering there as well this week on the, if you're listening to this, anytime tomorrow, because tomorrow is when it's going to be. Today is Monday when I film this. So on September the 7th is going to be our, online screening for Mayberry Man. So if you were a contributor or a backer at a level above, at a certain level, Ernest T level and up, you should be able to receive the online screening that will be occurring tomorrow, Tuesday, September 7th. So definitely go and check that out. It's going to be available for the day. You'll be getting an email if you have not already. They'll have a link and a password that you can use to get in there, but it's a 1-day event. So for everybody that backed at that level, they'll be able to do that. If anybody chose the no reward section when they were contributing to the Mayberry Man movie, then you won't get the screening because the software won't realize that you need to get it. So anyway, that's going to be coming out. It's a one-time event. It's going to be good for 24 hours, the password. So definitely, hopefully you'll be able to see that. There should be a upcoming live one as well. There's going to be a one-time live event where they're going to do a live streaming, is my understanding. So definitely be watching for that as well. But they really, the guys, the Howls, really wanted to make sure that folks had a good opportunity to watch the movie if they had paid at a level or contributed at a level to be able to do that. So they're giving you a 24-hour time period to be able to watch it anytime in that 24 hours. After that, though, that link will no longer work, and it will be you'll have to get a DVD. So wow, I can't wait to see it. They're going to be the premiere on the Wednesday, I believe. I hope I'm getting that right. The 22nd of Mayberry Days. And then you'll be able to watch it at the Creekside Cinema there in Mount Airy. I think they're going to have four showings a day. You'll be able to see the Mayberry Man movie there. There's, I believe, going to be showings of the Mayberry Effect as well. So folks, you're going to have all kinds of different ways to see these movies during Mayberry Days, and plus all the other great events for Mayberry Days. So in the coming couple of weeks here, we're going to talk a little bit more probably about Mayberry Man, because I'll be gone next week to the Mayberry Man premiere. So I'll probably talk a little bit more about it. Sorry if you're not interested, but you're going to hear some more. And then we'll talk the next week about Mayberry Days, of what all is coming up that week. So you guys get ready for these big events we got coming. So come back and see us then. I would love to hear from you guys. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Just however you'd like to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. Oh, and by the way, while you're doing stuff, go out and like and subscribe to Two Chairs No Waiting on YouTube. That's right. You can get to it if you you can get to it from our links on our show notes page if you watch on there. And while you're over there doing that, try to like and subscribe to the Mayberry Man movie as well. It's youtube.com/Mayberry Man, and subscribe and like their Facebook, or not Facebook, YouTube channel. I try to help them get over 1,000. They're so close. So, folks, until next week, we'll see you right here on Two Chairs, and have a great week. Good night, everybody.